Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Renee Steffens and Dan Grover. And we're talking about an event coming up that you almost won't believe your ears, I think, because Santa's involved. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But Renee, tell us what the event is, where it starts, the date, and all that stuff we need to know.
Well, Abate District 3 will be holding their annual toy run this coming Sunday, October 16th at 1 p.m. And we're going to meet at the Atlantic City Park.
What time should people be there?
At 1 p.m.
Okay. And now you said this is a bait, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So do we have to have a motorcycle to participate in this event?
No, not at all. Motorcycles, cars, trucks, whatever it takes for you to be able to participate.
Okay, and we'll talk about the route for the ride here in a little bit. But Dan, Renee mentioned Abate. What does that stand for?
It stands for a brotherhood aimed towards education.
And you do education. So that's a really important part, and I think if people have more questions about that, they certainly can call later. But the 3rd District, and you've been doing this event for a long time.
Well, it's close to 20 years that we've been doing this every year. We like to do it before Christmas because it would be a little snow on the ground, so we ride early.
That's true, and people need to get an early start. I've just been hearing that some of the stores are starting to get their Christmas items in, and so this is something you really do need to plan ahead for, because you would like to have people donate toys. What kinds of toys, Dan?
Any and all gifts are welcome, and we'll be at the city park. We collect educational items and toys. And we collect them together, and then we end up, we need donations for children ages 3 to 18. Boys and girls, please no stuffed animals.
And I'm sure there's a really good reason for that, but remember that almost any toys. And I'm guessing you really want pretty new toys. This isn't a donation of cleaning out your basement kind of thing.
Correct. You know, like we said, educational, anything that the kids can learn from would be great, but pretty much any and all gifts are welcome. This goes to area kids in our local hometown area. So.
Okay, and yeah, we mentioned Southwest Iowa. That's the group that Abate stands for. So obviously, people from all over the area are invited to participate in this ride.
Correct. And you don't have to be from District 3. You don't have to be an Abate member. Anybody and everybody is welcome.
Kind of get us in the mood here, I think, to be thinking about what we want to do for toys to give away, as well as, for our own families. It's kind of time to be thinking about that if you don't think about that all year. Now, one of the things is on October 16th, if you're not in the ride, you just happen to be somewhere where the ride will be, you might have to blink because you might not believe your eyes. Because, Dan, who's leading the parade?
Santa Claus.
Amazing. I think Santa's wanting a little relief from the North Pole and just going to make a little visit here. So will people have a chance to visit with Santa?
Yes, we will be at the end of the ride, end up at 317 Walnut Street. It's a short ride, and then we go down there and put the toys inside, and then Santa will be there for any and all to stop by and say hi, give donations. We even take cash. And then before the ride at the city park, Santa will be there a little bit early, and he'll sit and talk with the kids, come over and shake hands if you drive by in your car. So come on down and see Santa.
Really interesting time on October 16th. Now, tell us, Renee, a bit about this ride. I mean, are you going out to the country? Is this a couple-hour ride? Tell us a little bit about the ride itself.
Well, what this whole toy run is for is to get toys for the local kids. And so what we do is we go on a short ride. The ride will start at the city park, go through town with a police escort, and end up at the chopper shop which is at 317 Walnut Street. So we're going to end up at the park, go out 7th Street, out past the Casey's West, and head on 10th Street, back down to Chestnut, clear out to McDonald's. So if you're around 7th Street, you're probably going to see us. But like I said, stop at the park and see us. And if you're not in town and able to donate, please make sure that you would, if you'd like to still donate, please make sure that you drop off your gifts at the following locations: Steffen's Cycle Shop, Walnut Street Auto Body, Capel's Ace Hardware, Rex Pharmacy, all in Atlantic. Or if you live in Marnie or headed that way, you can also drop off at Roadhouse Bar and Grill. But you know, if you have any questions about anything we've talked about, you can just call 712-243-3076 with any questions about any and all that we've talked about.
Okay. Yeah, there may be some questions about this whole ride, because even though it's been going on for a while, if you're not really involved and you don't happen to be around when this is happening, you're going, oh, you know, this is a great opportunity to kind of help out some people in the area. So, Renee, does ABATE have regular meetings?
Yeah, we have meetings every month. It's normally the third weekend of the month, and anybody can join that is 18 and older, and you don't have to own a motorcycle. Just enjoy the freedom of riding. That's a great plus. There's many people that don't ride anymore, or unable to ride, don't have a motorcycle, whatever, that are still members. If you are a business and would like to join ABATE to be a supporting business, you're able to do that. And you can just call that number and that I gave you, 712-243-3076, and we can get you signed up for that too, because there is advertising benefits to be a supporting business.
Okay, and you've emphasized that this is for everybody. The ride is for everybody. ABATE is for everybody. But I'm gonna have a couple personal questions here. We got two folks that are really, I think, probably love motorcycles. So Dan, how long have you been riding a motorcycle? If you look back, just personally, how long have you been riding a motorcycle?
I started my senior year in high school on a Bridgestone 90. And so I've been riding now for 51 years.
And I'm guessing you've had a couple of other motorcycles.
Several. You name it, I've had it.
Do I dare ask if you have a favorite?
Oh, it'd be Harley.
Okay. Everybody, I think everybody in the world knows the name Harley, and that is a motorcycle. What about you, Renee? How long have you been riding?
I've been riding for 14 years on my own motorcycle.
Yeah, and what kind is it?
It's a Harley Davidson, but we welcome any and all types of motorcycles, so don't think we're prejudiced, because we're sure not.
Yeah, that's right. And I want to know also, now, when we talk about riding, have you ridden, like, other places in the United States? You ride mostly just around here.
Oh, it's been all over the United States. While I was in the Navy, I lived in California and all up and down the whole East Coast, so been about everywhere. And right here, we ride centrally to South Dakota every year, of course, and there's several runs that we go on.
Okay, what about you, Renee? How about those trips that are away from Atlantic?
Well, Scott and I have ridden from Nova Scotia clear down to California, so, and it's a fun pastime, and it's not just for men, ladies. You get out there and you'd be amazed. There's all types of weights and designs of motorcycles to fit you comfortably. So,
and I see more or hear more older people, and whatever you define as older, getting into motorcycles that they never did in their youth.
That's right. And the reason I think that is because it's not just necessarily two wheels anymore. There's trikes and there's Can-Ams, and I don't mean to just mention a couple. I mean, there is many different types of motorcycles out there, or something to get out there and get the wind in your hair.
And have a lot of sociability, because I know there are several groups that do various activities.
And ABATE is in, you know, we're talking for ABATE of Iowa. Right. We are District 3, so we cover, I believe it's 5 counties. Okay. But there is districts all over Iowa, all over the United States. Dan has something here.
Yeah. We have, I think it's 25 or 26 districts in Iowa now. Mm-hmm. And we have thousands of members, so we're out there. Just watch for us.
Okay. And especially watch for you on, and Renee is going to summarize this annual toy run time and place.
Okay, it's Sunday, October 16th at 1 p.m. We're going to meet at the city park. And if you're unable to meet us at 1 o'clock, you can come down to the Chopper Shop at 317 Walnut Street shortly after. Our ride takes about 20 minutes.
Okay, folks, remember that date and look for Santa leading the whole group. Until next time, here's a thought from Mark Twain. Not so much a secret. The secret of getting ahead is getting started.